This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. Cold days, long nights, the season for serious reading is upon us. And Up the Road has good reads to recommend, books about California and books about travel. Let's start with historian Kevin Starr's eight-book California cultural history, Americans and the California Dream. Admittedly, a hefty commitment. Not to worry, all volumes are now out in paperback, and you can buy them one at a time or hit the library. Kevin Starr, not to be confused with Ken Starr, the controversial Republican investigator way back when, during Bill Clinton's presidential impeachment, was a seventh-generation Californian, quite accomplished. Author of 14 books, California State Librarian, and USC professor, Starr died quite recently, in 2017, following a heart attack. His mother had a nervous breakdown when he was six. His parents divorced, and he and his younger brother were placed in a Catholic orphanage in Ukiah. They reunited with their mother 5 years later and grew up on Potrero Hill in San Francisco, living in public housing supported by welfare. Starr's Catholic education led to the Jesuits University of San Francisco and a degree in English, then the military, and then Harvard. According to his obituary in the New York Times, Kevin Starr discovered his mission in life, telling the California story, while browsing the Horace Davis collection on California and the Pacific Coast at Harvard, where he earned his doctorate in English and American Literature in 1969. All of a sudden, I saw all these California books, diaries, memoirs, journals, histories, bibliographies, he told the Boston Globe in 2003, and a kind of enchantment overtook me, a kind of beguilement, a kind of reverie, definitely a physical reaction in the days that followed. He added, as I look back on it psychologically, I see that I'd made an absolutely powerful connection between California and my own interior landscape. Intrigued? Ready to start reading? The first book in the series, published in 1973, may be the best. Americans and the California Dream, 1850 to 1915, according to the literary scholar John Seeley in the New York Times Book Review, is one devil of a fine book, a book only a native Californian could write. Next came Inventing the Dream, California Through the Progressive Era, published in 1985. Then Material Dreams, Southern California Through the 1920s, 1990. And then Endangered Dreams, The Great Depression in California, 1996. Starr's California story continued with The Dream Endures, California Enters the 1940s, 1997. Embattled Dreams, California in War and Peace, 1940 to 1950, 2002. Coast of Dreams, California on the Edge, 1990 to 2002, 2004, and finally ended with Golden Dreams, California in an Age of Abundance, 1950 to 1963, published by Oxford University Press in 2009. But you'll notice there's one book missing, covering the years 1963 to 1990. His wife, Sheila Gordon, told the LA Times that he couldn't wrap his mind around the 60s and the 70s. Maybe that's why Kevin Starr dropped California as a subject, concluding that the state had completed its work as American cultural incubator. In a very big sense, the battle is over, he told the Christian Science Monitor in 2004. The country has been Californiaized, but maybe not quite yet. Judging from the tone and tenor of the Trump presidential impeachment hearings, much of the country still isn't quite California. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road.